This episode of Think Write Revise is brought to you by my Virtual Writing Groups program, a 12-week series of weekly group coaching meetings that will help you to stay accountable to your writing goals this upcoming term. Each Virtual Writing Groups package includes 12 weekly meetings, two private coaching sessions with me on topics of your choice, and access to my 9-part course on academic writing and publishing. If you're ready to tackle your writing goals and have some fun along the way, I hope you'll join us. Groups for fall 2018 start the week of September 17th, so check out the program today. You can learn more about the upcoming Virtual Writing Groups program or sign up to be notified about future offerings of the program at katielinder.work.
You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 74. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder.
In this episode, I want to offer a trick that you can use for even the most intimidating writing projects. And I think that we can kind of get into a bit of a rut with our writing projects if we are used to always writing in the exact same way, and we are always kind of staring at that blank screen with that blinking cursor looking at us. And it can just get us into kind of an emotional state where we don't want to write or we feel blocked. And so I think one of the techniques that you can use is just to actually write in a very different way. And the trick that I want to share with you today is what I call small screen writing. And this is basically writing that can be done on like your phone or in an email program. That would be another way to think about it. And the idea is to not use kind of your typical word processing system. So if you're using like Microsoft Word or something like that, don't use that. But go into like the notes program on your phone, or go into like opening an email on your phone or on a tablet or something like that, and jot notes or just actually write content to yourself that you're going to email to yourself later, that basically takes you out of that typical place of writing on the screen that you normally write on. Now, another way of thinking about this could definitely be writing longhand, but I know a lot of people don't really like to do that anymore, and we're very tied to our digital devices, which is why I'm making this trick about small screen writing. But I think part of what this allows us to do is it makes the writing feel a little bit less intimidating. It makes it feel like we're just kind of jotting down some notes, which in reality is really where a lot of our major, like really good thoughts comes from. It's just jotting down some notes. Or it's a great way to start an outline for a larger project. Now, it's going to be a little bit harder if you're trying to like incorporate citations or things like that into what you're writing. And you can always take what you've written, email it to yourself, and then transition it into a Word document later to do some of that kind of layering of citations. But the general idea here is to get yourself into a space that just feels a lot less intimidating. It feels like all you're doing is taking some notes. And I think that this is really helpful, especially when you're working on things like a book project or you're under deadline and starting to feel the pressure of getting something done. Sometimes it's really useful to just go back to the basics of what are you trying to say? What are the main arguments you're trying to make? What are the things that are kind of problems within the manuscript that you're trying to solve? And by going into these smaller screens, you're kind of forced to tackle things one issue at a time. And you might even just say, I'm going to open up my notes program and just jot some notes down about, you know, this particular paragraph that I know I need to write to transition between ideas one and two. I'm not quite sure how I want to make that transition, so I'm just going to jot down some notes on what I think might work. I think sometimes when we go into the document in Word or whatever it is that we're using and the full manuscript is there, all of a sudden, there's just this pressure that what we have to be putting into that manuscript in terms of revisions has to be like perfect, or it has to be really moving the manuscript forward. And I think that sometimes when we can take ourselves out of that manuscript document and we can go into our phone screens or tablet screens or whatever small screen you want to use, all of a sudden your brain gets a little bit freed up and you have a little bit more kind of creative juices that are flowing toward that particular project. You don't feel as much stress about it, and it just feels really low key in terms of what you're trying to do. Very low stakes kind of writing. Now, I think this also works really well when you're trying to generate ideas. It is very common for me to be jotting down notes on my phone when I'm like walking from my car into my office at work. I have like a 12-minute walk that I take most mornings when I commute into work. And just those 12 minutes, oftentimes I can have some really good ideas that I jot down just with something that's kind of percolating in the back of my brain that I've been trying to solve a particular problem with a piece of writing that I have, or even with like titling something, like I'm not sure what I want the title of the article to be, or I'm trying to outline something and get a sense of like, what do I think are the main chunks that I need to be working toward in terms of a new piece of writing. So I oftentimes, you know, will write as I'm walking, which may not be the safest thing to do. But it is a way of kind of getting just some basic notes down. Now, the other thing that I think is really useful about small screen writing is a lot of people just don't know where to start with their projects. And they'll open up the big document and immediately feel overwhelmed. And I think with small screen writing, what it gives you the opportunity to do is just to have like an outline, basically, or just some kind of chicken scratch notes that when you do email it to yourself and kind of plug it into the document that you are working on, like a Word document, then you have something to start from. And even if what you've drafted on the small screen is not really something that you feel is super useful to you, you may be able to see why it's not useful, or it may push you into a slightly different direction that does kind of open the floodgates in terms of getting some words on the page. Now, the other thing that I think works really well with this is email, because many of us are constantly emailing throughout the day. We often don't feel blocked when it comes to emailing in the same way that we feel blocked when it comes to other kinds of academic writing. So another possibility is to open up an email, and it could be to yourself, or it could be to a colleague or a friend or a family member, and just write a few sentences about the project. Like, be very descriptive about what the project is about, what question you're trying to answer, what are the things that have really been kind of hanging you up about it? And doing some of that kind of reflective and descriptive writing, I think, can also kind of open some and unlock some areas in terms of getting the writing done as well. So email, I think, is also one of those places that feels relatively low stakes because we're doing it all the time. So if you've never tried to write academically in your email program, that's something else I would really recommend, because it takes your brain kind of out of the typical stressful space that you would normally be doing your academic writing and puts it into a space where you're just really familiar with it. And again, it's relatively small screen because we're not used to writing emails that are incredibly long. So the general idea is to kind of trick yourself into thinking that you're writing something that's relatively short, really low stakes, and maybe that will unlock a little something for you. So I would love to hear if you try this trick and if it does work for you. And of course, I love to hear all of your other writing tricks as well. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. Or you can tweet to me at katie_linder to tell me about those tricks or something else that you want me to cover on the show. Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. I'll be back in another couple of days with an episode of LifeWork Q&A.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.